says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, you've been waiting, haven't you? Me too. Although not like what a few of you expected. It's really funny to see the tweets, and they'll happen after a big news story or a massive game. Are you so disappointed? Are you so upset? Do you wish you could go on the air right now? No, I'm good. And then other people will ask, are you ready for what's going to be a really long night? Nah, it's the same. Actually, on news days like this one, it seems like the show flies by. So yeah, it is. It's going to be a very blurry 4 hours of trying to work in everything that's happened since we last convened 20 hours ago. And it'll be fun. Two bombshells within a few hours of each other on Wednesday. Now, I didn't find out about Pete Carroll in Seattle until I woke up. I would say it was about 12:30 Pacific time when I woke up. And I was getting ready to, walk the dogs, I think. Something like that. Who knows? I was getting ready to do something. And scrolling through Twitter, as I normally do when I wake up, to see if there's anything I've missed. And certainly coming out of the last weekend of the NFL regular season, the first few days, there's always the potential for bombshell news. And we've had a ton, even since Sunday night. Now, are all the firings a surprise? No. But there's always one that really catches me off guard. And so I was waiting, presumably, for news on Chicago. I was looking for the Bears' decision and then also waiting on Bill Belichick in New England. So I am scrolling through. It's about 12:30, 12:40 Pacific time. And whoa, wait a minute. Why is everyone tweeting about Pete Carroll? I'm seeing synopses and diagrams of all his accomplishments in Seattle. And then, are you kidding me? No way. That cannot be true. I'm disappointed for Pete because it's very clear he wanted to keep coaching. But, and a family member asked me this, what is it in his contract that won't allow him to go and coach somewhere else? I actually don't think that's it. I believe that he's so tied to Seattle now that after 14 seasons as the head coach of the Seahawks, he doesn't want to go anywhere else. Yes, he wants to continue coaching, but he wants to stay with this organization more than he wants to start over and be a head coach somewhere else. And you'll hear from him coming up momentarily. I applaud him for doing a press conference and even in the throes of emotion, sharing his perspective and his typical Pete Carroll enthusiasm. Though it is mixed with some tears. It is mixed with a bittersweet perspective because he admits he did want to continue coaching. So Pete Carroll news around 12:30 Seattle time. And then as I'm thinking about what that means and also reading about the Bears' decision, while they did fire a bunch of coaches, they end up keeping Matt Eberflus, and I'm following that news, looking at some of the other interview requests like Antonio Pierce heading to Nashville for an interview. And I'm sifting through all of this, and I see the initial tweet, I believe it was from Chris Lowe of ESPN, but it went viral very quickly, and others picked it up and confirmed the news that, yes, Nick Saban is retiring from Alabama. So again, bombshell upon bombshell, and I thought the Pete Carroll news was going to be the biggest news of the day, but not compared to Nick Saban. Had to correct a few people. Saban is retiring. Carroll is not retiring. He got fired. Well, he was removed as the head coach of the Seahawks. This was not his choice. And while he is planning to stay with the team in some type of an advisory role, we don't know what that is yet. But though he's going to stay with the team, his desire was to keep coaching the Seahawks, and that is no longer an option. So, yes, guns a-blazing from the football world on Wednesday. Although, it cracks me up. Some listener wrote on our Facebook page, just when you thought there was nothing going on in sports. What? The second week in January? How is there nothing going on in sports?
We literally just crowned a national champion.
Not just that, but we're on the cusp of the NFL postseason with 4.5 weeks to the Super Bowl. How in the world is there nothing going on in sports? Has he been paying attention to the fact that there were 6 NFL head coaching openings and all this buzz about Jim Harbaugh and what he does? So I was saying to producer Jay before the show, what's next? What's Thursday? Belichick? Harbaugh? I don't know. I don't even want to speculate, because this day definitely is a lot to wrap our brains around.
Day by day.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. My initial reaction to Pete was, what? No way! That was my reaction to Pete. And then when I saw the Nick Saban news break, I lost my mind. I did not do that. I don't do that. I don't ever sound like that. Tom Brady and I do not have that in common. So yes, you can find me and my reaction in print on our show Twitter or my Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. And we haven't even gotten to Supersize Wildcard Weekend yet, but it is full of reunions. And Jared Goff, he's telling you the truth about the fact that this will never be just another team, right? It will never be a non-factor in his career that the Rams blindsided him with a trade to Detroit. Is he glad to be with the Lions? Did it maybe inject some life and a few extra years? Who knows? Maybe even some playoff wins into his career. Yes. But did he expect to be traded straight up from Matthew Stafford? Hell to the gnaw. And he says he still has a chip, as in a large chip, on his shoulder. So there's a lot to talk about. I will miss Nick Saban. I will miss Pete Carroll. Pete was always a study in human nature. There are very few people like Pete Carroll in the NFL or anywhere. Now, we had actually just spoken to a Seattle insider, I think earlier this season, and he was talking about the life, the energy, the vitality of Pete Carroll, and how he does the wind sprints before practice, and how he runs up and down the field when his guys are going north and south, he'll run with them on defense or offense. He's always chomping on that gum, never seems to run out of energy. People say that about me, but Pete Carroll, I'm pretty sure, could put me to shame. Also, Pete Carroll's the only NFL head coach I've ever had here on the show. And it was a total surprise. Let me see, where was I? I can put myself right back in the studio. I was in Houston. It was the holidays. I do not remember what year, but it was after my mom had moved there. So maybe, 8 years ago. So it was back toward the beginning of, actually, it might have been before this show went five nights a week. I think at the time I was filling in for, oh, you know what? I remember now. It was a Sunday night show during the first 2 years of the network. So we're talking about going back a decade now. And we had a Sunday evening show that was from 10 p. to 2 a. Eastern. Okay, so it was the time slot before this one. And it was a Sunday night during football season. So it was holiday, Sunday night. We had what's called a stringer. So we had a reporter who was helping us trying to grab a player from the Sunday night game that had just wrapped up. And instead, the reporter grabs Pete Carroll and puts him on the phone. So I had no time to prepare for the fact that Pete Carroll was on the phone. It was one of those moments where, yeah, right in your face, my heart starts pounding. I'm sure I stuttered. No, I don't know if I stuttered, but in my mind, I felt like I was stuttering. But it was awesome. He was generous. He answered my questions. Had him on the show for about 7 minutes, maybe. And he was full of energy and all kinds of joy because they had won a big game that night. That's a funny memory. Only active NFL head coach I've ever had on my radio show here at CBS Sports Radio. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm sure by now you've seen the resume of Pete Carroll in print anywhere you look. 14 seasons, 10 playoff appearances in those 14 seasons, 5 NFC West titles, 2 NFC championships, which means 2 Super Bowl appearances and 1 win and another in which they came a half yard from winning against the New England Patriots. And an emotional Pete Carroll speaking to the media on Wednesday.
Since our last game, I had a couple chances to talk, and first I shared my feelings about our team and about the organization and representing the 12s and my intentions of staying with the Hawks, man. And that was true to the bone. And I want to make sure that that's clear as things have shifted so quickly in most people's perspective.
Pete reiterates his intention to stay with the Hawks, meaning he was planning on coaching again. He had talked about this on, I guess it would have been Sunday afternoon. They beat the Cardinals, though they were eliminated from the playoffs, and he was asked specifically whether or not he still wanted to coach. And he said, absolutely, I do. I feel good. I'm healthy. Still got a lot of energy. And actually, Jay, if you can find that bite from Seattle Sports 7:10 a.m., this was Monday, in which he indicated he's not tired. He's not worn out. In fact, he was kick back, maxing, relaxing in his radio appearance. So this was definitely not his decision. He's not walking away. And I believe still a heck of a coach. Though he does admit that the Seahawks this year lost their edge. The edge to be great, he said. He was focused on running the football, playing defense, and that even though it may be boring and it may not be what the rest of the league wants to do, he wanted that to be the Seahawks' identity, but that they never quite got to that point where that was who they were. Now, his news conference was a big celebration. This was at Seahawks headquarters, and there were a lot of players on hand, team employees. He didn't want to say specifically why the Seahawks brass made this decision after their end of season meetings, but he did make it very clear that he wanted to remain the head coach. Again, going back to earlier this week, he actually repeated it in multiple places.
I plan to be coaching this team, and I told you that I love these guys, and that's what I would like to be doing, and see how far I can go. You know, I'm not worn out. You know, I'm not tired. You know, I'm not any of that stuff. I need to do a better job, and I need to help my coaches more, and we need to do a better job of coaching, and there's a lot of area for improvement.
That was on Seattle Sports 710 AM going back to just Monday. And again, on Wednesday, he repeated that he fought pretty hard. Or I guess the word he used was he competed pretty hard to remain the coach, but that ultimately he went along with the front office. And we'll hear more from Pete Carroll coming up. Now, you may remember if you were listening to us on last night's show that we asked you to rank them, the top head coaching candidates, not candidates, sorry, the top head coaching jobs. We'll get to candidates at some other point, but the top head coaching jobs out there. But now, considering Seattle is in the mix, but also considering that Alabama is in the mix, what's a better gig? Alabama, where you have every resource imaginable at your fingertips. Nick Saban built this. He continued the tradition of Bear Bryant and Alabama football, but he built a powerhouse in terms of the recruiting cycle, the facilities, the high expectations, the high profile. Nick Saban turned Alabama football into a national phenomenon. And I dare say, transcends the sport. Is that a better job when, again, you have every resource at your fingertips and a lot of money? Or would you rather not follow in Nick Saban's footsteps? Now, to me, that's I don't think I would back down from a job simply because the person before me was a Hall of Famer. Oh, well, it's still my dream. I still get an opportunity. But either way, there are people who think they wouldn't want to follow him. I think he's given you a pretty amazing blueprint with his 6 national championships, the 9 SEC championships. Obviously, the expectations are sky high. But that's not a bad thing. It's not a negative. It's pretty incredible how many people are like, I'd rather not have expectations, not have a winning tradition, not follow a guy who is great. I don't want people to look at me. What if I fail? I mean, that's the wrong perspective. But anyway, is it Alabama or is it an NFL head coaching job that's now more attractive? Nick Saban released a statement. He didn't speak yet. He will at some point, no doubt. But we did hear from Pete Carroll And despite his best attempts, he is no longer coaching the Seattle Seahawks. Wow. Most of my network career, he's been the coach of the Seahawks. That's how I felt about Ben Roethlisberger retiring, Tom Brady retiring. I barely remember talking about the Steelers before Ben Roethlisberger was the starting QB. And it's hard to remember talking about Alabama football before Nick Saban was the coach or Pete Carroll in Seattle. So I'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then our Facebook page too. Although you've already been blowing up both. It was one heck of a day. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Two tight ends on the right side. DK and Lockett on the left. The play fake. Geno is looking left. Now he's looking back into the back of the end zone. He's got Lockett. He's got the catch under the goalpost. And the Seahawks are going to take a one-point lead with 1:54 to play in the game. It's Seattle 21, the Cardinals 20.
I just thought it was a really impressive finish for us under the circumstances that we had. And, you know, could we win two games today? Well, we've got to win two games today, but we only had one shot. I thought it was a stellar effort across the board to get that done.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Mark Ross from NFL Network in Los Angeles after some kind of a crazy day in the NFL alone with Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks announcing that he is no longer the head coach after 14 seasons, though he will stay with the team in an unspecified front office role. We'll hear more from him momentarily, but right on the heels of that, Alabama and Nick Saban, no longer a match made in heaven. Oh, I'm going to miss him. He always made me laugh, but I can certainly understand why at 72 years old, he's want to hang out with his family and his grandkids. It's not all that different from a Mike Krzyzewski who retired at Duke a couple seasons ago. It's the type of exit that I love for the coach who has earned the right to walk away whenever he chooses. And I actually thought Pete Carroll had earned that right with the Seahawks, but as excruciating as this decision had to be for Seahawks brass, knowing what Pete has meant to them, it still stuns me. Because I thought a handful of coaches who can determine their own fate in the NFL, I think Bill Belichick should be one of them. If he wants to continue coaching in New England, I think he should. Now, I'm not the owner of the team. It's not my money. But it doesn't always work out perfectly with the ride off into the sunset, if you will. And in Nick Saban's case, he got to go out on his own terms when he chose. And the news did not break ahead of time, right? It got out when he informed the team. It got out when he made the announcement, which I love. It wasn't spoiled. It wasn't leaked. No, it was on Nick Saban's terms all the way around. Good for him. Of course, fairy tale would have been him and the Tide playing in the national championship again, but that was going to be Michigan. Michigan earned it. So good for Nick. He has zero to prove, already a Hall of Famer. And can you imagine the number of coaches blowing up their agents' phones the second they heard about this? Because Alabama is a primo job. How many times I heard the name Lane Kiffin on Wednesday, Dabo Swinney on Wednesday, gosh, Steve Sarkisian, not that he has a huge Alabama tradition, but he was there for a short time. The number of guys that were launched from that coaching tree or launched from Alabama who are now successful coaches around college football, those guys may decide, oh, yeah, should throw my hat in the ring. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So again, Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, not a mutual decision, but he agrees because he loves the team and the franchise.
It's been an honor and a thrill to be part of this program, and I've loved every minute of it, and you've watched me love it in particular. And it's exciting that there's such a future here, and you can see it, and we know what's happening, and it's bright, and the club's got great places to go, and there's great chances. It don't ever happen automatically. There's a lot of work to be done and all of that, but the future is bright.
So what will he do moving forward?
Following our season-ending meetings with ownership in the planning sessions, it's clear that and for a variety of reasons, we have mutually agreed to set a new course and for the club to take on new leadership. And that's just a decision that's been made. And there's a lot that went into that and a lot that went behind that. And for all my guys, I think you know how much I probably competed for our perspective and our standpoint and all of that. I freaking didn't back off for an instant. What's going to happen now is the process will start to get new leadership here, and that'll be on Johnny's docket. He's going to get after that and make that happen with help of ownership and all that, and we'll be supporting them as much as possibly can happen.
So we don't know what role he will be in moving forward, and we don't actually know the specifics either. However, I believe that he would rather stay in Seattle and would rather be there than go and start over somewhere else. But I'm sure this is disappointing. I'm sure it stings. And he did get really emotional even as he was talking about his time as the coach of the Seahawks and the people that he's worked with.
I'm so grateful to the coaches that have been with us for so many years. Also, all of the coaches that have been here for the years before that put up with my stuff and found way, you know, to bring it to life daily. And I have great gratitude for that. Really, it was really, and I go to the, it's not just the dedication and the loyalty, it's the freaking juice. It's bringing it. And I asked a lot of them, and they were good at it. And I appreciate that a lot.
I like him. I like him a ton. I always have. And I always marveled at the way that he was able to communicate with guys who, in some cases, were 50 years younger than him. I marvel at the way that he impressed them with his indefatigable energy and work ethic. Now, it was his way or the highway. I think back to Percy Harvin. If guys didn't fit, well, sayonara. It's not as though his rah-rah, joyful, excited, enthusiastic personality meant that you could walk all over him. He wasn't a cupcake. He's a damn good coach. But there was a lot of heart and soul there too, not just the X's and O's. Oh, and to hear him talk about his wife, this one made me tear up.
I've been blessed with like the rarest of best friends and mentor, loving partner, the angel in my life. This is worth crying for. Glenna, nobody would ever understand how significant she'd been through all of the stuff that we've been through, and how important she is. She's just been the angel in my life, and I owe you everything.
He says, this is worth crying for. He mentions his wife, Glenna, which is pretty neat. Congratulations to Pete Carroll. I know he still wanted to coach, but he'll forever have a home in Seattle. 10 playoff appearances, 5 division titles in 14 years, 2 Super Bowl appearances, and 1 ring, the only ring in Seattle franchise history. And I'm not sure if you all saw that Russell Wilson used social media to call him the best to ever do it. So what happens Thursday? Is Thursday Bill Belichick? Could you imagine Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick all in the span of 24 hours? We now know about Chicago. Matt Eberflus is staying, though his offensive coordinator and other coaches are going. What does this mean for Justin Fields? When we talk to Mark Ross of NFL Network, whose background is scouting and player evaluation, he's in LA. I'll ask him about Chicago and Justin Fields. But also, what do the Bears do with that number one overall pick? Because that becomes the major question. Ryan Poles was asked that question, and you'll hear his response. And also, if I'm Ryan and someone asks me if I've talked to Jim Harbaugh right after I've announced that my head coach is staying, I probably get annoyed too. What a dumb question. He just announced they're sticking with Matt Eberflus, and someone asks, well, have you talked to Jim Harbaugh? Why would I be talking to Jim Harbaugh, you idiot? He didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Phone number 855-212-4227. I'd love to hear your reaction. And also, is Alabama a better job than the openings in the NFL? Money aside, though, I think Alabama could probably and, well, could, and will probably offer you a salary that's commensurate with your experience, certainly with the expectations that are part of Alabama football. But does it instantly move to the head of the line of most attractive jobs? Could you imagine if Jim Harbaugh went from Michigan to Alabama? I don't think that'd happen, but just throwing it out there. My goodness. With that passionate fan base, at least he knows how to navigate that.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
All I can control is, you know, what I did do, and I gave it my all. So whether it's here or not, you know, I have no regrets. Shout out to, you know, you guys for, you know, making my job a little bit harder. But just to the city of Chicago, love y'all. Appreciate the fans and the support from all the Bears. You know, in case this is my last rodeo with y'all, and just appreciate y'all for everything.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Ooh, what now? That's always the question this time of the year for a lot of different NFL teams who have moved their way into the silly season. Not part of the playoffs, so this is how they pass the time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The number is 7. 7 NFL head coaching jobs that are currently available. And the requests, some being granted, others being denied, are flying all over the league. Interviews being set up. I'm not sure any have been conducted yet. I don't think we're at that point, but lots of names out there. There are teams like the Panthers who are approaching a dozen different candidates. Oy. The Chicago Bears are not one of them. Now, I would have said 24 hours ago, no way Seattle. Yes, Chicago, if you were asking me to pick, but Chicago has decided, and I'm okay with this, because Matt Eberflus has only been there a couple seasons, and there's been a lot of transition. Yes, Justin Fields was in place, but remember, they traded away the number one overall pick to Carolina, and they brought back some weapons, some pieces, but I think they're still in the process of trying to build around their young quarterback. Now, will their young quarterback remain, or will they use that number one overall pick that they have this year from Carolina to choose a different QB? This is a quarterback rich draft. And there may be teams out there that just can't resist. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Matt Eberflus will not lose his job, though his OC and other assistant coaches are gone from Chicago. Here's the GM.
Just in terms of his leadership and stability, I really think that the head coach needs to be able to captain the ship when the seas are storm, or the, when the seas have storms, and really keep everything settled. When you go through hard times and he can keep everyone together, to me, that's like the critical piece in a big in a market like this. Like, you have to be strong. I mean, if he's jumping off the boat and everyone else starts jumping off the boat, it's a hot mess. So the stability was a big piece of it.
And I would agree with that. Even if you don't know what you're doing at other positions, you don't know what you're doing at that overall number one pick. Constant change equals constant losing in sports. Think about the Carolina Panthers. It's been nothing but change at their head coaching job since David Tepper took over. He's fired three different guys in season. And so to continue making changes to the leadership, to the style, to the system, to the voice. Just to change who your boss is. There's a lot of uncertainty. That boss has to come in and decide how he wants to run the ship. Different personalities, different communication styles. All of that requires these athletes and other coaches to get adjusted. Not to mention the GM or the VPs. Do they predate the coach or do they come in with the coach? It's just constantly shifting sand. Have you ever walked across a beach in which the sand is wet, right? It's not soaked, meaning you're not standing in water, but the sand is wet. And you sink into it, or at least I do. And you're trying to, whether it's run, whether it's stand on that solid ground and just get your bearings. But as the water comes in and keeps that sand wet, what do? You sink and it moves. It's kind of hard to plant a winning team or build a winning culture when the ground under your feet is constantly changing and moving. And so I agree with Ryan Poles that leadership and consistency are two really good reasons for sticking with him. And there's no guarantee that you're going to get anything better. No guarantee that the next change will be the one that sticks. And so you get into this really awkward cycle of constantly changing. And then maybe you can't get the best options anyway, because guys who would be interested in your gig or interested in your coaching opportunity who don't want to constantly be looking over their shoulders may take other jobs where stability is not quite as much in question or is not quite under scrutiny. There's a little more of a patient owner, a patient front office. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Poles was complimentary of his head coach and the way the Bears performed for him.
The detail that he coaches with, taking some of the mistakes from the game, bringing them to practice, and making sure that we're doing things the right way. I saw a lot of progress in that. There's a reason why we went from 3 to 7 wins. The player aspect of it is important, but also the detail and bringing the team together and sticking through those hard times allowed us to push through. And you saw a lot of those wins happening towards the back end of the season. If it's not for him, I really don't think that's the case. I think it starts to crumble. Everyone starts to do their own thing. So to me, that was a critical piece in this.
You may remember last year that when Ryan Poles was asked about replacing Justin Fields, he said he would need to be blown away by a quarterback in the draft to move on from Justin. That quote was brought up to him on Wednesday. And he said, it's the same setup. because seeing the things that Justin did this year, his ability to make plays, keeping his eyes down the field, taking less sacks, it should be taking fewer sacks, you see a lot of growth there where he can continue to get better. So I'll have the same mindset. Okay, so that's what Ryan Poles said about the number one overall pick. They also have the number nine overall pick in Chicago. And he's indicated he will listen. If anyone wants to call and make him an offer, he will listen. But when it comes to quarterback, he needs to be blown away. Is there a quarterback out there who could blow him away? Well, it depends upon who you ask. We'll ask a longtime talent evaluator and NFL Network analyst Mark Ross when he joins us top of the hour. But Matt Eberflus, he's a big fan of the way that Justin has grown.
We love where Justin is right now. He's done a good job growing, in the interceptions, keeping those down, the sack totals. He's doing a good job with that, having his eyes down the field. He's done a wonderful job with that, being able to deliver some strikes down there, and he'll continue to grow as we grow this football team.
Except Justin isn't sure, and I don't think the Bears are either. What they're going to do with him or how this is going to play out. They were complimentary of Justin and his growth in 2023. And he's indicated that one of the options is keeping Justin, but also drafting a rookie, which isn't that foreign in the NFL. But if you draft Caleb Williams or Drake May or J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix Jr., those two who just played in the national championship, do you then sit him on the bench behind Justin? And also, Justin's looking at potentially learning another new offense, right? Because they've changed offensive coordinators. We'll talk about some of these bombshell NFL news coming up next on CBS Sports Radio.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Around New Year's, we get a little obsessed with changing ourselves and forgetting the things we're already doing right, like taking our supplements every morning or scheduling me time into our day. Therapy helps you recognize those victories and keep up the good work in the new year without changing everything. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy so you can try New Year, Same You with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with BlueLink Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and BlueLink Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water?
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Save on Tide at Target with a Target gift card. Restrictions apply. Terms and conditions apply to gift cards. For details, go to help.target.com/help.